You know, the case that I just finished, remember the drunken woman I've been talking about? I put her husband on. Now, remember, an issue had become involved in this case in which this family doctor suddenly said she was not a drunkard. Even though he wrote in the record she was a drunkard, he told everybody, suddenly gets up and says she was not a drunkard. Now, the husband had told the surgeon she was a habitual drunkard. So I put him on the stand. He had to be on anyway to talk about who's taking care of her, who's taking care of the house, how he helped her after she broke her leg, took her to the hospital. So put him on the stand. And I said to him, tell me, did your wife have a drinking? Looks at the jury, looks at me, his face gets red. Big fellow. Not any more than a lot of people I know. I looked at the jury. They looked at me. The answer was I had broken out at one point in the case, deliberately, in which my opponent suddenly sought to read a part of my client, the lady's, examination before trial, which they had taken at her bedside. He wants to read from it a portion in which he said, I do not drink. I objected to it on the ground that he cannot read from examination before trial because she was in court and he had not cross-examined her. And he had not used the examination before trial against her. And he cannot now use it because he should have used it while she was in court so that I could have counted it while she was in court. Judge sustained the objection. He says, but Miss Levine, you know what she said. And I got up really kind of angry, apparently. I raised my voice. I said, don't you know that if you asked her if she ever took a drink in her life, she would have said no? And if you asked her husband or her children, they would say she never took a drink in her life. Don't you understand they're trying to protect her? And he says, Your Honor, I move to strike all that from the record. He says, yes, yeah, strike it from the record. But that's the fact. You see, when you get a family that's going to protect a woman who is a drunkard, please remember, this is a loyalty that transcends any loyalty that you people know about. They hide her, and they hide her habit, and they will not reveal it, and they will not admit it. Even where this kind of money is at stake, they just will not admit she's a drunkard. The hell with you all, she's not a drunkard, and here's the husband, whom I'm relying on. He gets up the stand, he walks out and says, I'm sorry, Mr. Mean, I pat him on the shoulder. Just loudly enough so the jury could hear me, I said, look, I knew what you were going to say. I forgive you. And he walked over, the jury smiled at me.
Well, in the opening and closing, it's an important fact that she had an alcoholic problem and she was a drunkard. How did you refer to her?
It's all over the hospital record, which went in evidence.
Did you just say that she had an alcoholic problem?
Of course. I told them that in voir dire. I asked them, are any of you so constituted that you could not give fair verdict to a woman who will be described to you here as one who is a chronic alcoholic? Now, you understand that there are some social diseases which some people look upon with scorn, like venereal disease, like drug addiction, like alcohol addiction. Now, if you feel that way about such people, please tell me now, because then you couldn't be a fair jury. And I had 6 or 7 jurors who said we couldn't sit on this case, and we excused them, of course. When I finally got a jury, they were jurors who said, look, we know about this, all right. Won't interfere with our judgment. That's all. But that was the theme of the case from beginning to end. I just had to let them know that there are some people related to this case who are going to deny that she's a drinker, even though all the evidence was there that she was a drinker. There was no doubt. Jury knew it. They were never deceived or confused about it. I made it clear from beginning to end.